Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got Feel Good Friday coming up in about 20 minutes. Speaking of feeling good, we're giving away the, we're getting you pregnant prize, the Maybe Baby.
Yeah.
IVF treatment. If you've been struggling with getting pregnant, we'll give that away.
It's exciting.
In about an hour, actually, we'll do that. But we do have to announce these three names for our Florida family flyaway. If you signed up at KidNation.com, pull that phone out and get ready to be the fastest one to dial. Here are the three names. Samantha Brewer, Amy Jensen, Monica Dominguez. Amy Jensen, Monica Dominguez, Samantha Brewer. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
Hurry. 800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
First one in will win the trip to Florida thanks to visitflorida.com. It's that simple. Just like that. And right now, I guess it's time to kick it off. Get the song.
Hey.
It's time for with Jenna Owens. Oh, we got to turn on your mic.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
I did not.
We're professionals.
How y'all doing?
Doing great, Jenna.
I did not bring you a snack because I have eaten the world in the last few days. So
yeah, celebrate Eat Whatever You Want Day today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you should do that. All right, let's start off with a song.
Okay.
Not rap this week.
Oh.
Throwing you a curveball. Do you guys know James Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
This song's been out for just a minute.
That You're Beautiful.
That's James Blunt.
That's James Blunt.
Who's James Bay?
James Bay.
Different British
James.
Guy.
But this song's called Pink Lemonade, and I love it.
This song the other day on your Insta story?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because
what?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the Instagram update.
Okay.
By
the way, that was James Bay Lemonade.
James Bay. Pink Lemonade.
Pink Lemonade.
And I love whatever's coming up on Instagram. Something new. And this is long overdue and we need this. But they are going to roll out probably very soon in the next, hopefully, few days. Music stickers. So you will be able to pick songs from a catalog to put on your stories.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Because, you know, there's so many licensing issues, and people, they'll tell you to take a video down if it has a song in the background now, especially since it's owned by Facebook. So, you know, they're really strict about that sort of thing. Or, on the alternative side, if you hear a song in someone's story and you're like, what is that? There should be some sort of song identification rolling out for Instagram, so you'll know what that song is.
Oh, I love that.
So both of those things. I told you what Instagram does when they start playing around with these. Random users get access. It's not just celebrities. They roll it out randomly across the world to a handful of people, and people write into these tech boards. I follow something that keeps up with what's going on, and they're like, yeah, I have music stickers, but no one else has them.
And they're just on the regular, just on your
yeah,
little
like,
sticker.
Yeah, like, you know, you can do the GIF stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where it would be.
Shoot me down with this statement. Shoot me down with this statement. But wasn't that the beginning of the end when MySpace had music? Like, you'd click on somebody's page on MySpace and some song would start playing. And it seemed like from there on, MySpace got less and less popular.
I don't know. I don't think that was... I thought music was the reason people still went to MySpace for a while after it declined.
Mm.
I think they just had other issues. MySpace was slightly before my time. I never had a MySpace. Mm.
I do not have the music stickers.
No, not yet. Not Dang. Yet. No.
Only select few.
It's just announced like in the last couple of days.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. There's still a chance.
Yeah, there is still a chance. Okay.
There's a chance.
I want to be one of the first people for this.
There's a chance.
Something else exciting launched late last night, and I've been on the site because I thought surely it's going to be sold out. Rihanna's lingerie line, Savage Fenty.
And it's affordable from what
it
I saw.
It is affordable. That's what's so cool. 90 pieces. I thought this was going to be like everything else she's done and this makeup and things like that. They're just going to sell out very quickly. 90 pieces of lingerie in sizes ranging from, I don't even know, XX small to you know, triple X and even larger in bra sizes.
This might be why they got broke into Rihanna's house, trying to get some lingerie.
Right? Have it.
And affordable. Everything, I've been on the site, everything costs between about $14 and $99. There's some cool pieces of lingerie, robes with fur on the sleeves, that sort of thing.
Y'all's underwear is expensive.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I've gone bra shopping for y'all. It was a while back when I had somebody to bra shop for, but y'all got some bras that are like hundreds.
We're held hostage by the man designing those bras.
And even the undies, it's just basically a triangle on a string.
That's how I feel about bathing suits.
Like,
I think
$60.
This is so expensive for this
ridiculous
amount of material.
I'm going to like Target and getting a pack for $9.99. I got like three of them.
A pack of three or four.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I got a lot of material.
Thank you, Haynes.
You know?
Appreciate it.
Not bragging.
Yeah, or Gildan. Gildan, because that's my boy Blake.
Fruit of the Loom is pretty dope, too.
Okay, I'm going to ruin something I got my mom for Mother's Day, but this gift is really cool. I found it in the bookstore recently. Walmart sells it. I've looked for you because I think some of you are going to want to do this. And Kelly, you might actually be interested in this for you and Emma Kelly. But it is called Just Between Us, Mother-Daughter, A No Stress, No Rules Journal. But it's very cute because you open it up and it has you can kind of do it in your own pace, but you share, you know, your favorite band when you were her age.
Aww.
And you kind of get to know each other better just by leaving it and writing in it. And so I've been working on it for my own mom, but a lot of psychologists have said it's really great for mother-daughter relationships.
Great bonding.
No matter really how old you are, to kind of share really great memories. And it's kind of like a different sort of scrapbooking method. And hey, it's $10. Bookstore has it, Walmart has it, Amazon has it, buy it. It's a very cool, thoughtful gift, something affordable, something to do for your mom.
Sharing
your memories.
It's a great Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, it is very cool, actually. It is very cool. Yeah, so those are the things I like this week.
I like it. We got a song. We got some Instagram updates. You got a nice Mother's Day gift.
Happy Mother's Day, moms.
We'll post those up at KidNation.com. And if you want to follow along on social media, since Jenna was just mentioning Instagram, go to KidNation.com. All of our handles are there. Instagram, Snapchat, even though we have taken our talents mostly to Instagram. We got our Facebooks, our Twitter, whatever you're into. We're into it, too.
All right.
We want to do that. You want to give away this trip?
Let's do it.
Thank you, Jenna, by the way.
You are welcome.
Three names were called. Three people tried to call, but only one was fastest. And the person claiming the trip for today is you, Monica Dominguez.
Yeah, girl!
Wow!
Yeah!
Wow!
That's how you win right there!
You are the best listener ever. Best winner ever.
Well done, Monica.
Wow.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm sorry?
How are you doing?
I'm good. It's better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are, girl.
What are you up to right now, Monica?
I am headed to work.
Oh.
Well, I want you to think about this while you're at work today. You have just won round trip air for four people to Tampa, Florida, where you'll be staying at the Trade Winds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach in beautiful Florida, a part of our United States of America.
Uh-huh. And who are you going to be taking, Monica?
My husband, my daughter. I only have one child, so one lucky person, another lucky person.
Here's what you got to do, Monica. Find one of your best friends. Tell them you'll bring them along as long as they watch the kid.
Hey, my mother-in-law. I'll take my mother-in-law.
There you go. Okay. Perfect.
That works, too. You'll be in Florida for three nights. And you
are going to be, four days,
you'll be enjoying a salon, the spa, a three-story high tide slide, jet skis. We're going to rent you a car for 4 days.
You got all that good stuff, Monica.
Thanks to visitflorida.com.
I love the excitement.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Y'all made my day.
Oh, you're welcome.
You made our day. What do you do for a living? Because I just want to hang out with you.
Shout out to Jones Academy. I work in North Arlington.
Oh,
okay. Shout out Jones Elementary. Academy.
Jones Academy Elementary. You're a teacher then.
Well, I work in the attendance.
Oh, you see, that's why you're all happy and everything. You're the first. You're the greeter, basically.
Yeah.
Table set to the kids.
I am.
Well, Monica, consider this our Mother's Day present to you. See, we didn't forget about you today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Monica, have a wonderful day at work. Enjoy your vacation and hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. And we're feeling good because next week we got more trips for you. Next week's destination for great family fun is the Sheridan Bay Point Resort.
Yeah, it's the only AAA Four Diamond rated golf and spa resort in Northwest Florida, offering a distinct coastal experience nestled along the historic St. Andrews Bay.
I love it. You know us.
I love it when they're nestled.
Nestled.
We don't send you anywhere unless it's nestled somewhere.
I love it when they're nestled.
Yeah, that's what we want right there.
Yes. I'm going to get nestled.
Sign up at KidNation.com. You only have to sign up once, and then we'll call three names. First one in wins, just like Monica. And that is exactly how we want you to respond.
Absolutely.
When you find out. Because it's a feel-good. You know, you just want a trip. And speaking of that, let's clear the phone lines and get you to call in Kid Nation at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What's your feel-good Friday? What's making you smile going into the weekend? Please share it with us because we want to smile along with you. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
That's what we want, Kid Nation. We want to feel good.
Yep.
We call this Feel Good Friday. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us why you're smiling.
Please.
Tell us about all the good things going on in your world, whether it's going on this weekend or you're looking forward to something next week or it's happening today. As long as you're smiling, you're feeling good this Friday, it's a feel-good Friday.
You know what? I'm wearing the jeans that Kelly hates, and she hasn't said one negative thing about them all morning. So I'm feeling good.
I haven't seen you stand up all morning.
Oh.
Now, there you go.
Oh, my.
Hey! Every time I
was feeling good.
See, the difference between me and you, Kelly, when we talk about stuff that you wear and we don't like or whatever, you won't wear it again. When I wear something that you don't like, I just think about you not liking it, but I still wear it.
You wear it because you figure one day she'll like it?
I don't know. Maybe she'll come around.
Yeah, it's a grower, maybe. Kelly, why are you feeling good this weekend?
Well, I have a date night with my husband tonight, so I'm very excited about that.
Yes,
Rob. We need a night where we go out. We don't talk about the move. We don't talk about the things we have to do and buy and fix and paint and none of it. Off the table.
What are you talking about? Showbiz Top 5?
I don't know what's left to talk about.
Oh, there's stuff to talk about.
We're going to try.
Yeah, but Kelly's had a very stressful last few weeks because she was buying and selling and packing and all that stuff that we hate to do. So that's finally over with.
Yep,
date
yep.
night. I'm very excited about that.
Jenna, why are you feeling good?
Because I get to celebrate my birthday again on Saturday night.
Again.
Well, birthday like the week. Actual, like, party and celebrate.
Yeah.
What's got you feeling good, Jay Sizzle?
Well, I got my first victory in Fortnite.
Oh, okay.
Which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, and I have a new...
And Jenna's brother wants to play with me, and he's actually good and can win the singles.
My little brother, Dylan, told me that he wants to be your partner, that he will carry you, and that to make sure you know he has two solo wins.
See, I'm still haven't gotten the solo win yet.
Mm.
I've gotten squad wins. I was carried.
Okay.
To victory.
I don't speak Fortnite, so
he said
that's
he'll
good.
Carry you.
That's a good thing.
That sounds good to me.
As long as you're happy. You're happy, I'm happy, Jay.
From the text, after 4 years and 7 fertility treatments, we are expecting our first child in November.
Fantastic. Wow.
Finally happened, and speaking of that, we are doing our maybe baby giveaway here. In less than 1 hour. I think we're doing it in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. We're making a baby.
Yeah, Kelly's doctor, Dr. Duty's helping us. We're helping you, Kid Nation, achieve what you've wanted to achieve for years. We had so many entries, but we're going to pick one person, and Dr. Duty's going to do his best to try to help your family out.
All right.
So that's coming up 40 minutes from now. We're going to change somebody's life, hopefully. Also from the text, we're getting a lot of these, and we know this. Shout out and congratulations to everybody graduating from college, from high school. Because we're getting, today's my last day of senior year and a week until graduation.
All right.
So there's going to be a lot of people running around, having a good time.
Congrats.
Hitting up lakes.
Grads.
Going on road trips. Going off into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Scary part.
Get out.
Yeah. Moving out of mom and dad's home.
Yep.
Oh, hello, Alyssa.
Hey.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
This weekend is my first ever Mother's Day.
Aww. Congratulations. Happy Mother's Day, baby.
So
thank you.
Do we have a little boy or a little girl?
Little boy. He just made 7 months last Sunday.
What's his name?
Silas.
Well, have a awesome Mother's Day, okay? You're going to love it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa, for calling. Speaking of Mother's Day, I was looking at this. Should you buy your wife a Mother's Day gift? If you're a husband, should you buy her a Mother's Day gift?
Yes.
One good reason not to.
Oh, my God.
She's not your mother.
for three.
She's the mother of your children.
For 364 days a year, your wife says, I am not your mother. So should you really be sending mixed messages by purchasing her a Mother's Day gift? That's the question this article is trying to raise.
A man wrote this article.
Yeah. On the other hand, Father's Day is right around the corner, so you might not want to set that precedent.
Right.
Yeah. And then again, this other article. While everyone knows you need to get something for your mother, 47% of mom thinks that dads should buy the mother of their kids a gift.
Yeah, just acknowledging.
But apparently only 6% of dads agree. So, I'd go more with what the ladies are saying, fellas.
They do not put that display in the front of the grocery store for nothing, fellas. Go ahead.
Yeah, just do it.
Go buy the flower with a little balloon attached to it.
At least a card, something.
Go ahead and stand on principle if you want.
But
is it really worth it?
No, it is not.
You know, I call my wife Mama all the time, so
right?
And she'll get.
And you, come on, Mama.
You'll tell her, who's your daddy?
Yeah.
I assume. I'm
Papa.
Not.
Papa.
Yeah.
Who's your Papa?
Thank you for that peek.
You're welcome, Al. You were wondering. Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Well, keep that baby trend going. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Man, super excited. Tomorrow we find out if we're having a boy or girl, our gender reveal.
All right.
What are you guys going to do something cool, or like something pops and then you get blue or pink?
Yeah, man, we're going to shoot an exploding target. Whoa. We're going to make a big old explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
What if you miss?
Well, then I'll just have to do it again and I'll look silly in front of everybody.
I did see one that was a baseball themed one.
Yeah.
Where the guy was holding the bat, and the wife was holding a ball, and she threw it, and he swung and missed, and it landed on the ground and popped. And it was just like,
oh, there you go.
They were having a boy.
Congratulations, bro. Good luck.
Congratulations, Tim. Thank you for calling, buddy. Ooh, we have an author on the phone. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Go ahead.
Yeah, so after 18 months of working with my illustrator, editing, Photoshop, blah, 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 all that crazy stuff, mine and my husband just released our very first coloring book / children's book based on our performance characters.
What's it called?
Swamp Tales. We're swamp trolls from Baton Rouge.
Swamp trolls. Swamp trolls. I like that.
Well, congratulations.
So,
thank you. It was stressful, and I cried and threw up and vomited while I was pressing the submit button and shaking everything, but it's out and it's up.
Oh, you'll do just fine. So it's a book you can read and also color.
Yes.
They should do more of those,
because
kids love to color, and then you get the reading in there as well. Great idea, Jennifer.
We plan on putting out multiples. Like I said, it's Swamp Tales, and it's stressful, exciting, and... it's kind of fun.
Well, if you have little ones, support a fellow Kid Nation author.
There you go.
All right.
And get Jennifer's book. I'll definitely check it out. Thank you, Jennifer. Good luck with the book sales. From the text, my father, my brother, and I are all graduating with our master's degree this weekend.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right. Trifecta.
You get to graduate with your dad and your brother and get master's.
Very cool.
How many? Is that an extra 4 years? Is that what it is?
I think it might depend on what
it
is.
It depends on what you're doing.
Right. In here. I didn't
go for that.
You're in a room with what?
It could be a year. It could be four.
I think we got 4 years of college between us.
I don't know why you always insult Kelly and I.
Jenna have four each.
I did all 4 years
of college.
That was the joke before you came on the show.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Like, they're all mine.
They're all Kelly's. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to graduate. I was counting down the days. In 37 more days, I never have to step on this campus again. In 23 days, I never have to park in this parking lot again. I hated it. I couldn't wait to get out. The very thought of going back and furthering my education
makes
me
puke.
Sick. I don't need to learn anything else. I'm done.
Stay in school, kids.
All right.
No, get your degree and then be done with it. Furthering your education. You're just putting off life.
Well, student loans, too, Kelly.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay the loans.
Oh, I couldn't wait. I hated it.
Take it from Kelly. Furthering your education, not worth it.
I hate it. I got just what I needed.
Oh, man.
Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
So you have a Feel Good Friday about one of my favorite little dudes of all time.
Yes. So, I work at the Woodlawn Theater in San Antonio.
Rowan was one of our academy students, and he passed away in 2016. Sorry, I get a little emotional.
I know.
So he's been a big part of our theater, and we had a local mural artist do a mural of Rowan on our stage, and we presented it to his mother yesterday.
Oh, that is beautiful.
So in our academy, we're going to hang that mural so all the new coming kids get to meet Rowan. We get to see Rowan every day, and it's just such a beautiful thing.
That's a beautiful child, a beautiful boy.
Rowan Windham is one of our all-star kids, because this guy had the best attitude.
He did.
He, even after he got done with the trip, he went back home, and he basically did whatever he could to help. Yep. Not just kids, but other...
He started selling his autograph, I believe.
Then
he started selling his artwork, and I have some of his artwork at home. He was so sweet.
He would perform in our academy, shows, and when I met him, he was doing a show, and he played Mr. Pinky in Hairspray, and I remember seeing this little boy thinking, this is the cutest Mr. Pinky I've ever seen, and I had absolutely no idea he was sick. No idea when I met him, and then he ended up going to the hospital right after we closed the show, and that's when I found out everything, and it was so heartbreaking, but Rowan is a big part of our lives. We had a red day yesterday, and they came and redid like our bathrooms and everything, and he was a big part of a day with Keller Williams. So we brought his mom out to see all the stuff that they did in his honor, and we presented the mural. So I'm just really excited. I walked into my office today and saw the mural, and it just made my day.
Very, very nice. Thanks for calling and telling us
that. Thanks for letting us know that. And they're doing the Rowan Windham Memorial Cereal Drive, because he started trying to get cereal for... the San Antonio food shelters and all that. The food banks. And so his mom sent me all the information, so I'll be giving you the information if you want to help out, because they're doing it in memory of Rowan.
Awesome.
Who's one of ours. 100% of it goes to charity, too.
Well, that'll make you feel good.
Yeah, he's still living on, man. He's up in heaven watching over us, and his impact is definitely felt and still going strong.
That's awesome.
Because he touched so many people's lives. Thank you, Crystal. Now he has a mural. There's a mural of Rowan.
Yes.
Well-deserved. Hi, Bobby.
Good morning.
Good morning, good sir. What's your Feel Good Friday?
My Good Friday is we are surprising all of the female co-worker moms with a breakfast. We're doing pancakes, bacon, sausage, like everything.
Oh, if you said tacos, I was going to go through the roof.
No, not for breakfast anyways.
Yeah. Well, if you want to bring some of that food over here to Kelly, Bobby.
I hope you didn't put Russ in charge of getting the food.
It's the Kilcratic Morning Show.
So we are, we had Kelly Raspberry's doctor on the phone a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to help out. To give away a free effortless IVF cycle. It's a new treatment, apparently. It's it's less expensive, a little more natural.
Yeah.
So since Mother's Day is coming up, we figured there's a lot of women and men out there that have been trying to have babies for a long time, and we understand that this is a difficult time for you because you want nothing more than to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times our bodies just don't allow us to do that, and we need a little bit of help, but... That costs money.
It's a lot of money.
And it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we had you write us in 100 words or less and tell us your story. And here's the thing. You can't... There's no right answer when it comes to this.
Right. And every story was awesome and just heartbreaking.
It was really hard to read.
You read one, you're like, okay, how can you say
one is more deserving than the other? Because everyone has a valid and legitimate reason and the same heartache and disappointment. And it's just really
hard.
So
we finally ended up just having to take the names and put them in a hat and pick one.
Basically, a lottery.
It was just, man.
Because honestly, all the emails, all of them that we got, you deserve it. You deserve nothing more than to be a mother or a father. But we only have one of these to give away.
And we know right now by announcing one winner that we're disappointing so many.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know I'm so sorry because I don't want you to take this as another loss.
Right.
Because it's really hard. It's another step.
But this will help one, and then at least that's one person we're helping, and then who knows what the future holds.
And then with this this procedure being less expensive, and maybe you didn't know about it, maybe this will be another option to try.
Mm-hmm. You could always look into that and see what you can do. But we do have a couple of the finalists on the phone.
Yep.
So, Kelly, will you please read the one that we ended up pulling?
I'm very excited for them.
Okay.
Here is the letter. In 100 words or less, you got a lot in here.
Mm-hmm.
We were beyond ecstatic to find out we were finally pregnant in August 2016. That pregnancy ended in a miscarriage and devastated us. 36 months and 9 IUIs later, yes, the turkey baster, Kelly. I couldn't remember the name of it the other
turkey
day.
Turkey baster?
We still don't have our take-home baby. We found out IVF was going to cost us over $19,000, and we are not prepared for that debt. Please help us get pregnant so we can finally bring our baby home, and so my husband will stop bringing home dogs. And she posted a picture of herself and her husband, and they're now three dogs. And this is from Jamie Mills, and her husband is Ryan.
Jamie and Ryan?
Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's a roller coaster every month, and this is just beyond amazing.
I know. And I
could only imagine what it was like to finally be pregnant last year or 2 years ago and have that end. So, your email got pulled.
Yeah.
You guys are going to get the effortless IVF. And we don't really know much about it. And I know you guys are probably going to have a lot of questions, Jamie and Ryan. But how are you feeling right now?
I'm so excited. I just felt like we were, at the point where we had no more hope. And when we went and met with the specialist and we found out the cost of it, we just weren't prepared to go through with it right then and there. We didn't want to bring a baby into the world and then be strapped down with all of this debt.
Yeah. Because you want to provide for these kids. You want to make sure that they have a good life. And when you're already $19,000 in the hole,
yeah,
it gets
not
a little...
Not to mention all the other treatments they've had trying.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's not guaranteed either.
That's right.
You pay all that money, and again, it's not guaranteed. So it's a huge gamble that these couples have to take. Now, Ryan, are you a state trooper? Did I hear that right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You got the day off today, or are you in the cruiser right now?
No, I'm on night. I go in this evening.
Okay.
So we woke you up. I'm sorry.
Well, sir, thank you for your service, and thank you for protecting us and doing what you do.
And what do you do, Jamie?
I'm a teacher, actually.
And you're a teacher.
I snuck out of my class for a minute. Yes.
Oh.
What grade do you teach, Jamie?
Fourth grade.
So I'm sure your fourth grade students are going to be super excited when you walk in with the good news, right?
They're going to be like, what's wrong with me?
Well, look, you're going to be in the best hands ever because Dr. Kevin Duty of the Center of Assisted Reproduction Care Fertility and his wife, Dr. Kathy Duty, are both experts in advanced fertility technologies. In fact, Dr. Kevin Duty helped Kelly with her daughter, Emma Kelly.
Yes.
And I believe he's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Dr. Duty.
Hello this morning.
Hello. So, Dr. Duty, we have a new patient for you, a new couple, and they're on the phone right now. Her name's Jamie and her husband, Ryan.
Well, we're so excited for Jamie and Ryan, and we're really going to do everything we can to make sure that they get their dream.
Now,
thank you so much.
For those of us who don't know, and I'm sure Jamie and Ryan have this question again, you touched on it before, but just in case we didn't hear it, what is effortless IVF, Doc?
Effortless IVF is a streamlined approach to advanced fertility treatment. It involves stimulating the ovaries with a minimal monitoring, but conventional drug protocol. We base this on a blood test, AMH, and their body weight. And then we take the sperm and the eggs and we put them into a little plastic capsule that then goes into the vagina for 5 days. And the woman actually serves as the natural incubator for the egg fertilization and the embryo development.
Yes, science.
That's a lot of science right there.
All right.
That's a little over our heads, Dr. Duty.
Yeah, so that we'll probably need a book for that so we can remember that, Dr. Duty. But is this more affordable? You were talking about because we have a lot of couples out there that entered this contest and were not able to win. But this is a lot more affordable than regular IVF?
It's much more affordable. It's easy. It's about half the cost of conventional IVF, and it's very successful.
All right.
Is there a way that those couples that maybe did not get this one, they could check it out? Is there a website we can go look at, Dr. Duty?
Absolutely. And you know, we'd really like to help all the Kid Nation listeners achieve their dream. And we're excited to offer all the couples that entered into this Maybe Baby Contest to have a free semen analysis and that AMH egg reserve blood test.
That's so nice.
Dr. Doody, that is so kind of you.
So yeah. Nice. So how do they do that now? How do they?
Just bring in the proof that you emailed us?
Sure. And then they can just call and schedule at our phone, 817-540-7075.
Okay.
There you go.
So
let me tell you, Dr. Doody helps, and I know we're listening, people listening across the country. He is so good. He has patients come in from across the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They fly
when
in.
When you find
Dr.
out
Doody.
Some doctors seeing a lot of success, you're like, I need to go see that doctor.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Doody, but Jamie, the free cycle needs to be completed by August 15th of this year. You are you down for that, Jamie?
Absolutely. I'm about to be on summer break.
Yes! Perfect timing, Jamie!
There you go.
Perfect.
You
okay. Go. And you're going to receive a free consult and evaluation as well as a free effortless IVF cycle, including the free medications for the stimulation of your ovaries. So hopefully this is it right here for you and Ryan, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys.
No, thank you so much.
Good luck. We're going to be praying for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Doody, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Really.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of people happy.
Thank you, Dr. Thanks, Doody. Doc. He's got other people to help. We got to let the doctor go.
I know. Yeah. We'll let Dr. Doody go. And Officer Ryan, is there anything you would like to say to your wife?
I'm just, she's the love of my life, and you guys are helping us provide this opportunity to start our family. I just want to drive over there and give each one of you guys a hug, and I love you, Jamie.
Love you.
Well, speaking of driving, Ryan, if we're ever on your freeway, we want free passes if we're going like 10.
You don't have
at least you could.
If we're going 30 over, you go ahead and give us a ticket. But
10 or 15, because I only set my cruise around 10, 11 miles over. So I don't want no mess out of you. Okay,
we're just asking for a little bit of cushion here. You know.
I will do my best.
You don't have to say it on the air. You'll know me if you see me.
We'll chat off air, Mr. Ryan.
In a black truck,
you know?
Okay?
Yeah, I have a black truck, too. So if you see black trucks, just let those go.
I'll get free passes.
And, Jamie, please keep us updated with everything,
including when
you go see Dr. Doody. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and we're going to be waiting for that call so that we can celebrate and cry and cheer with you, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you again so much.
No, thank you guys so much. And Ryan, you have a wonderful day at work tonight, sir.
See you guys.
You all do the same. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie and Ryan.
Kelly said name the baby after one of us.
Yeah, one.
Right.
Somebody.
It's a strong suggestion, not a requirement.
Oh, I feel so good after that call right there.
I do too.
You know? Just in time. I know Mother's Day is this Sunday, and you got to understand that this is probably the hardest time for Jamie and Ryan. To see all those couples out there with their kids.
And again, we're sorry for everybody there were over 1,000 people that entered this, 1,000 couples.
But look, if you're listening and you didn't win this contest, Dr. Doody just said you'll get that free analysis so you could see, maybe you could pinpoint what you need to take care of.
Yeah.
So at least there's a little good news right there.
There you go.
Maybe we'll have some more good news in the future. Let me switch this thing over right here.
I'm
a professional. Thank you very much. There you go. And coming up next.
Yeah.
If you want to send a congratulatory text to Jamie and Ryan, we'll send it to them as well, because I know there's a lot of people cheering them on. But coming up next, we got Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
All right.
She will let us know what movies are coming out this weekend, and are they worth our money? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got some new music that came out today. We'll get to that in a second. Also, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is about to call the show. But quick congratulations to Jamie and Ryan Mills. They just won our Maybe Baby contest. And so Dr. Doody is going to hook them up with some effortless IVF.
That's awesome.
And from there, hopefully a baby. And, you know, we take for if you were able to have a child easily and fast.
Shut up.
We take that for take that for granted.
Yeah, you do.
You sit there and you don't realize how much some couples struggle to just get pregnant.
Yep. Yeah.
And a lot of the times, like what happened with Jamie, that happens and then they lose the baby and then it's more devastating. And then they find out how much it costs for IVF, which she told us was about $19,000, which is a lot.
But now there are becoming more affordable options.
There are.
Dr. Doody said so.
Like effortless IVF. So, you know, the further we come along with science, the better it's going to get with the price.
Yes, science!
You're welcome.
couple, and more insurance starts stepping up and seeing this.
Yeah, come on, insurance.
Problem. Come on.
Come on, insurance.
Man, they're so picky about what they'll cover.
We get a lot of text messages, though, for Jamie and Ryan. Ashton wrote us and said, my two-year-old son made me a mama thanks to IVF, and it was a donation that we had won. Y'all need to know that you guys changed lives forever this morning.
Well, good.
That's yeah,
good.
Hopefully. You know, we definitely, there's still another little step we need to take, but we're fingers crossed, and hopefully it'll take for Jamie.
Yep.
Adam Rodison said, holy cow, where was the mascara alert? My bad for that one.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We're just so excited to give away the maybe baby that we forgot to give you the mascara alert. Feeling very blessed. My wife and I were able to have our baby girl last year without having to go through the struggle of IVF. My thoughts and prayers are with this family.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put makeup on this morning because I knew this was going to make me cry.
There you go.
I didn't know I was going to have to pull full-on pull over because I was sobbing so hard for this family. God bless y'all. Also, as a female who suffers from infertility, thank you guys for doing this. I went through four IUIs before I brought home my little girl.
Mm. Wow.
Four times.
Everybody's looking at me in my car crying. I'm like, I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh.
And we had EJ who entered this contest. He said, congratulations to the couple who got picked. My wife and I entered this contest as well. But I'm truly happy for this couple. And hopefully one day we can have our wishes as well. And you know what, EJ? We're going to be praying that you
pray
do as well,
you
man.
Too,
and hopefully you were listening. Dr. Duty said he's willing to, everyone that was interested,
consult,
get
the
screening.
Yeah.
And, screening. And maybe get some options. And
yeah.
Find out what your options are. That'd be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because hopefully, you could tell Dr. Duty wants to help as many families as he can.
He does.
But he's only one man, and his wife also does the same thing. But there's only two people, and there's so many that need this. So,
is the name of their office Duty and Duty?
No.
It's Care Fertility.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be a cool
hey,
name.
Hey, that's not funny.
Not yeah. funny, Al.
It'd be a cool name.
I think I need to get my eggs frozen up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's about that time.
Yeah, Sophia Vergara did it. You look like her, so might as well.
Okay.
Hey, you guys,
reason in there.
You want to hear the new music that came out today?
Yes.
Sure.
Selena Gomez has a new song. It's the new song for 13 Reasons Why, so we're going to hear this a lot. It's called Back to You.
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm lying close to someone else, you're stuck in my head. And I can get you out of it if I could do it. No, I'd go back to you.
Hey, I like this song.
Yeah.
Man, the theme song for 13 Reasons Why, just the first few notes get me teary-eyed. Something about that song gives me real emo.
It's emotional?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Just the feels?
Yeah, it has that... But this song is a little more dancey. Selena Gomez.
I like that.
Charlie Puth, our boy... Puth, perfect pitch, Puth.
Perfect pitch, yep.
That's what you like to call him. He's got a song. He's actually got a full-on album. Apparently, it's awesome. This one's featuring Kehlani. It's Done For Me.
I love you, baby. Die for you, baby. Cry for you, baby. But tell me what you've done for me. For you, baby. Only you, baby.
You know Charlie's always going to bring that dancey music.
Yeah.
Make you feel right. Meghan Trainor's got some new music out as well.
What she got?
This one's called Let You Be Right.
I don't want to fight tonight. I'm going to let you be right. I don't want to fight tonight. I'm going to let you be right.
So if you're in a relationship, this is the song.
We can make up if you just kiss me at the next traffic light. I don't want to fight tonight.
Normally it's the guy saying that.
I was going to say, that's a guy song.
Yeah, normally the guy saying that, but it's all good. It's all right. Christina Aguilera has a song called Twice.
Sometimes I wonder what's on me in my life. Well, I found the price of love and lost my mind. Oh, I will forgive them all of my wrongs and my rights.
So she's back to belting it. I love her voice when mm-hmm. she sings like that. Christina Aguilera.
No, that.
Not a lot of glitter going on there like the last one. Also, we got John Mayer for the ladies. This one's called New Light.
But if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in a new light.
All right.
If you give me just one night.
Very loungy. Very loungy.
Yeah.
And this song we were really excited about. Rita, it's... for Rita Ora's album, I think. It's called Girls, but she's got Cardi B, Charlie XCX, and BB Rex on this jam as well. Sometimes I just want to kiss girls. Sometimes I just want to kiss girls. Kelly, how do you feel about that? Have you ever felt that?
No.
Charlie does.
Speaking of music, did you hear that Post Malone broke a record that the Beatles had set back 50-something years ago?
Post Malone is...
Yeah, his album's so good.
This is our generation's Beatles.
Yeah.
But hey, on the phone right now with us right now to talk about the movies coming out this weekend is our dear friend from RottenTomatoes.com, Gray Drake. Hey, Gray.
I'm your BFF, and I love you. This is your new song.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, because we hooked you up last week with your song, so it was only nice that you would return the favor.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress, but I think we've got some time to work it out. Happy Mother's Day, you guys.
Hey. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Greg, what is coming out this weekend for us?
Okay, the big question for all the movies this week is not necessarily do the critics like it, right? It's will mom like it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's important. Keep that in mind. The first film is Breaking In, starring the great Gabrielle Union.
Hey now.
I like her.
So, she's so good, and she plays this mom with two kids. They are going to her deceased father's house because she's planning on selling it. There's a lot going on with that relationship. And all of a sudden, these guys break in to the house, and they take all of them hostage, but Gabrielle Union is awesome enough to get away from them. And she figures out that these guys think there's money hidden in that house, and they need for her to, like, give it to them. But, small problem, she did not know there was money in the house.
Ah. Oh, no.
That's a problem.
Right. So, this whole movie is mostly made up of, like, a few words of choice dialogue given by the totally badass Gabrielle Union, and then some, like, mean, gruff statements by the bad guys, and then just a lot of Gabrielle Union punching dudes.
Ooh. Oh, she's fighting.
There's this one part where the guys are all scared, and they're like, she's in the house. And then it's a shot of Gabrielle Union clinging to the side of the stairwell.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
I know. And I'm like, listen, I'm all in for that. And this one currently, according to the critics, is 40%. But remember, the important question this week is, will mom like it? I think that moms are going to like this movie because Gabrielle Union's just going to save her babies.
And what's the other movie coming out this weekend?
Melissa McCarthy is in Life of the Party, and she plays a woman who has been done wrong by her dog of an ex-husband. And she even gets a moment where she tries to set his stuff on fire like Angela Bassett and Waiting to Exhale.
Yes, she did.
And she decides that she's going to take charge of her life, and she's going to do something great for herself, and she's going to go back to college. And this is a sacrifice that a lot of moms can probably relate to. And there's only one small issue. Her daughter attends the college that she has decided to go to.
Worst nightmare ever.
Right. And so that actually means that for moms, Life of the Party is a comedy. But for your college-age children, this is a horror movie.
Yeah.
So a lot of our critics really are hard on Melissa McCarthy movies because they kind of think that it's just a new character with one new weird trait and a new wig.
Okay.
The thing about Life of the Party is that it is currently rotten, which is no surprise, but in the past, I've gone to see Melissa McCarthy movies that are rotten, and I laugh my butt off, and so we return to this week's central question. Will mom like it?
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Al. Good job.
He's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if mom won't like it, take her to Avengers. Even if you saw it already, just go see it again.
Right.
Gray, we'll talk to you again next week. It was a pleasure.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Thank you.
Even though you're not a mother, but you could be a mother.
Bye.
Bye, Gray.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.